Hare Krishna. The stars continue to shine even when we can't see them. The stars lighten the night sky with their not just light but also their twinkle. And yet, sometimes we cannot see the stars, either because there are clouds which cover them, or sometimes sometimes the sun is there which covers them, whose light is so great that we can't see the sun, we can't see the stars. But either way, the stars continue to exist, and the stars continue to give light which lasts, continue to illumine this sky. Similarly, even when we can't see that illumination. Similarly, the spiritual truths, which are like the stars, they continue to exist, they continue to be true, and they continue to illumine the sky of our heart with their wisdom, whether they are perceivable to us or not, whether they continue to be true or not. You know, we are at our core spiritual beings, and as spiritual beings, we can find lasting satisfaction only at the spiritual level, in loving and serving the Lord, in redirecting our loving propensity towards the Supreme. And in fact, the spiritual realm continues to exist with the truths of our spiritual identity, with the truth of the Supreme Spirit, with the truth of the Supreme Spiritual Being God, His existence, and with the truth of the potential for eternal love between us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah ubhayor api drishtontastvanayo sattvadarshibhe. So in 2.16 he says na asato vidyate bhavo, that of the of the temporary there is no endurance, of the eternal there is no cessation. What this means is that the clouds which cover the stars, there is no endurance for them. The clouds will perish, but the stars will continue to exist. And of the eternal, there is no cessation. So that means conversely, that we may see the clouds disappearing, and we may think that, oh, maybe sometime afterward, the stars will also be destroyed. But no, the stars are never destroyed. So like that, timeless spiritual truths continue to exist even when the things which give us material security, things which grant us a sense of certainty at the material level, those things are destroyed. And that's how, by seeing the spiritual underlying the material, we can find lasting happiness in our life. We can be eternally transformed. We can be eternally uplifted. We can be purified and liberated from material existence by the practice of spiritual life, which goes on and on, and which gives us the perception of spiritual reality even when we are in the material world and even when material conditionings are covering us. Now, just like when the clouds are there, we cannot see the stars in the sky, but the stars continue to exist. Similarly, even if we get caught by attachments, even if we get overwhelmed by illusions, even when we get swept away by temptations, even at all these times, we as souls continue to exist always. And we as souls continue to stay all attractive. Stay attracted to the Supreme All Attractive, although not knowing that we are being attracted to Krishna. We get attracted to His various, to other things in this world which reflect a spark of His splendor. So, in this way, what we may not be just as, we have to sometimes wait for the clouds to dissipate and then the stars will shine through. So sometimes we just have to wait. Krishna talks about in just a few verses before in 2.14. Tam stitikshasva bharata, he says, tolerate, to endure it. And by endurance, these will pass. These impulses, this unpalatable things which cover our spiritual perception, they will pass. And the wonderful thing is that we can, by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, by yoga in general or Bhakti Yoga in particular, we can actually gain experience of higher spiritual truths even when in our conditioned stage, when we are feeling overwhelmed by worldly emotions. If we just persevere in our spiritual practice, then we can overcome illusion and we can move onwards towards purification, and we can feel the spiritual warmth, we can sense the spiritual illumination by the practice of meditation. And thus we can gain conviction that there does indeed exist a spiritual reality. And in fact, the more we practice meditation, the more we can connect with the spiritual truth, sense their reality through inner experience. And thus the covering of those spiritual truths, the covering over of our identity, of our realization of our spiritual identity, that becomes lesser and lesser. And we can move onwards towards eternal spiritual realization more and more steadily and progressively by the practice of consistent purification and meditation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.